Welcome, everybody. Shin number 745. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about salt in reference to with bread. We said lemaisa, it's a mitzvah. Ramah brings down, even though today our breads in general do have salt, but it's a mitzvah to have salt at the table. We mentioned the various different reasons. The table's like the mizbeach, and our eating is like a carbon, and so on. And we spoke about, and with the carbonist, there was salt, and so on. Okay, we went through all that. But now the question is, let's say, so that we mentioned that one could make an interruption between, lechatchila, you want to have salt initially, you want to make sure there's salt at the table. Everybody should have salt before anything, before everybody even goes to wash. You want to have the salt. Not, in other words, the point is not that a person should have to come to stop making interruptions, and where do I make an interruption? Could I make an interruption? So we established the fact a long time ago, obviously, that before one finishes, makes a Netilas Yadayim, dries the hand, that for sure you don't talk out at all. But between the drying, and the Netilas Yadayim and the drying, between that period and the Hamoitzi, need be somebody, if they need salt, they could say it's a tzarech for the Suda. But the question comes up, what about once they made the Hamoitzi? Once they made the Hamoitzi, so it's a little bit more complicated. Once I made that mitzvah, because of the fact that nowadays our breads do have salt, so it's not so simple to say to talk out at that point. After you made the hamoitzi, there are certain times, possibly for tzarech of the suda, in certain instances. We're not going to go through that. I'm not going to get into that right now. But once you made the hamoitzi, it's very important to take a, to start eating, to eat, preferably even a kazayis, but without a kazayis, at least to eat something from the bread, the challah, matzah, whatever it is, and not just that, but even to swallow it, because we'll talk about we're going to see upcoming halachas. So the first and foremost, the biral Locha and our simin kuf samach zayin, just to talk about the fact again, the person forgot, they don't have the salt, now they made the hamoitzi, where's the salt? What could they say the word melech? Could they just talk out a minute? Or maybe we're going to see in the sefer Hilchos Yom B'Yom, maybe just listen, yeah, I made the hamoitzi, take a bite, swallow the first piece, And then you could talk out, and then you could say melech, and the rest of the bread, the rest of the matzah, the rest of the challah, you're not eating the whole thing in one shot, you take a little piece, right? So it's just there shouldn't be a hefsek between the hamoitzi and the eating of the challah, or the bread, or the roll, whatever it is a person's eating. We said it's lav dafka on Shabbos. So then eat that little piece, and then the rest, when you get the salt, then you could talk out, you say salt, and you get salt, and you could dip afterwards it into the salt. So first of all, to start out, the Bira Halacha brings down an interesting Simon Kuf Samach Zayin. I saw in the Sefer Hilchos Yom B'Yom, he brought that Bira Halacha. And he says in the middle, Hilchos Divrei Maskil Mikol Maka and Lechatchila LaYafse Klal. So he says in the middle that which we said from the Ramah, Af Lechatchila, the Lechatchila Bevadei Mitzvah Lahavi Melech Koidim Shemavorech Alapaz. Obviously, Lechatchila, initially one should make sure to have salt before they make the bracha on the bread. But the Eved, post facto, Im Kiva Beirach is also Lahavsik. Then he Taka wants to say over there, Avo B'di Eved, but let's say they forgot the salt. What are you going to do? Right? And then now they already made the bracha. Im kava berach as asa lahafsa koidim sheyivla before one swallows mat prusas hamoitzi. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. The Mishnah Berurah, the Berurah Lacha is not so happy with the fact one should say the word melacha, talk out, before they take a bite. Now, the Sefer Hilchos Yom B'Yom, like we mentioned on page Tov Lamed Hei, says like this. He says, V'yeshamim sha'af im berech ha'maitzi, those who want to say, even though once somebody made ha'maitzi, yamta milacha, one should wait. Not even talking out, even just push it, waiting is problematic. But some want to say that ha'maitzi yamta milacha, what you could wait, ashi yavi elay melech. V'tzarechi, and he believes that v'tzarechi. And Pas Shalom, he says, by our breads, which, like we've spoken about, have salt, our breads, ein lahamtin, one should not wait. And he brings on the bottom that whole shtickle that he wants to say. He wants to say over there, what's the problem? I'll call upon him. He said, he says, the person makes a bracha. So good. So you'll take a little bite like this. You won't have, you take a piece of the bread, challah matzah, a roll or whatever it is, like this, there's no hefsek. You made the hamoitzi and you ate right away. You took a bite. And then he said, "V'shapru says habetzia, and the rest of the roll, the rest of the challah, yoichal b'melech. When they bring you the melech, when they bring you the salt, now you could talk out or whatever the case is. So then that you could dip into the salt. So then he says, lemaisa, that's l'loichashu hefsek klal l'chaladei. It's like this, there won't be any hefsek at all according to everybody because I made a maisi, I took a bite, and I'm now I could talk out. So okay, now bring salt or whatever, dip it in. Obviously l'chatchila, you want to try and have salt in the beginning." But in case not, it's not so posh to say that one should start waiting and then start talking out. Now, just to read we read last year, we read last time from the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chavtes, where he says, when again, in our breads that have salt in it and so on. So he says, if you want to wait before the bracha, right? Not even talking out, just plain and push it waiting. So then we said it was okay, actually, for your melech till they bring you salt, which is beyond the daddy said it would be fine. There's no hefsek between the netila and the hamaitz. But once you make the hamaitz, it becomes more problematic. So the just read from the Sefer Yotzei Halachos, he says also basically the same thing, that you don't have to wait for the salt. Like we said, even over there, shouldn't be a hesech hadas ben netila eli tabel. Produces hamotzi, he says, just dip in the hamotzi. Brings interesting from the kafachaim belechem atzmai. V'achkach sheviu loy melch. So what does he say to do? He brings from the safe from the kafachaim. The yesh lina came. I feel belechem shaloi irvu b'seichay melech. Even bread that does not melech, but our breads have salt in it. In general, kolsh came bepas sheyesh b'seichay melech, and definitely breads that have salt in it. The v'zem chashev keilu tevaloi. B'melach mamish. So when you're dipping it into, you take the piece of bread and dip it back into the bread. If you don't have salt, so it's sort of like the bread itself has salt, right? I remember by Shalosh Seudos, sitting by Rebbe Libakatz, Chatzadik Levracha, if I remember correctly, they had a little bit more, but they had like potato chips, they had some other, the dips that had salt in it, there were other type of foods, that actually had salt in it. So that's another thing what somebody could do. He doesn't love dafka the salt. If you don't have, you don't have. But there are other things, the dips. He wants to say, the kavachaim wants to say the bread itself. But the dips, the potato chips, there were various different things on the table. Shalosh sudos, so people would dip in those things. Dips or these type of things, that all these things have salt in it. In general, many of our foods, the regular foods, unless somebody's on a diet, have salt in it. So dipping in there also would be fine. Because again, our breads, the chlal, have salt, and one has to be very careful in reference to being mafsik, especially once they made the hamotzi, and like we saw by the Sefer Hilchos Yom B'Yom and so on, to at least take a bite, and then afterwards you could do what you have to do. At least there shouldn't be a hefsik after the hamotzi. Is very important to eat and also to swallow, which we'll talk about. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha, baruch, kol tov.